the language of poetry. Songs and poems are written in poetic language. This poetic language differs from the language of novels and short stories, which is called prose. Poetic language is musical and pleasing to the ear. It is what makes a poem easier to memorize compared to other genres of literature. This musical aspect of poems and songs is what is called a rhythm. Rhythm is enhanced by sound aspects of language such as alliteration, assonance, and rhyme. Assonance refers to the repetition of the same vowel sound within a line of a given poem. Alliteration, on the other hand, is the repetition of the initial consonant sound in the same line of a given poem. Watch the video of the poem Millipedes one more time and identify instances where rhyme, assonance, and alliteration have been used. How has the rhythm of the poem been achieved? The above poem is an example of an old English nursery rhyme. Nursery rhymes use rhyme, alliteration, and assonance generously. In the poem, the words round and ground rhyme, while the words million, millipedes, and milling alliterate. In addition, the poet uses assonance in the words dancing and stamping. These three stylistic features enhance the rhythm of the poem.